The situation in Lome seems to be a bit calmer today, but still the numbers of refugees are climbing. We've now got about 6,200 refugees have come into Benin and about 600 in Ghana. Now, the numbers in Ghana have remained stable over the last day or so, but the numbers in Benin continue to climb.
What provisions are you making?
Well, we already had pre-positioned prior to the elections stocks of about 2,500 people in Benin, which we felt would hold us through any kind of, you know, short-term outflow of people. We're now sending a 10-convoy truck from our regional warehouse in Accra, Ghana, to Benin. Now, this is and there'll be supplies on there for 5,000 people. These are things like plastic sheeting, blankets, kitchen sets, jerry cans, the basics of life, mainly non-food items. WFP, I think, will be able to provide food for people. So these items will be going via Burkina Faso, which is a three-day truck ride, sort of going up the coast of, up the length of Ghana and then down the other side of Togo to get to Benin. We've got supplies for 2,500 already, so these are supplies for 5,000. That will mean enough for 7,500 people. We do have quite a large regional stockpile in Accra, so this will possibly be, you know, the first phase of convoys that will go.
Is it necessary to set up any camps in Benin?
There's two camps that have been set up, one at a place called Kome, where there's about 700 people, and also there's another camp at a place called Lokasa, which can receive up to about 5,000 people. Nobody's been relocated there yet, just because most of the refugees have been saying, or many have been saying, that they didn't want to go to a camp. There's a lot of strong family ties, ethnic and tribal ties in that region, so many people have gone to live with host families. There's about 600 people who are living in church grounds around the Hilakonji border area.